In Betsy Irish's room, it's all about the music. She's got a Sirius CD player, posters, and a special box just for Christmas music.
You like rock and roll, don't you? Do you like rock and roll?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's hanging out with her dad, David Irish, at her group residence in a Rochester suburb. They're doing one of their usual activities, reading the dictionary.
Oh, for a letter.
That's what the mailman brings is a letter. You could write a letter.
We could write a letter to.
Who do you want to write a letter to?
To.
Who are you going to write to?
Uncle Jamie.
Uncle Jamie, that would be good. He'd like to get a letter from you.
Betsy is 36 years old. She has cerebral palsy and autism. She's been living in this house for about 8 years. Medicaid pays the agency that runs this house, but according to advocates, reimbursement rates have only slightly increased in the past 8 years. That means salaries that are low to start with have stagnated. Betsy and Dave have seen a lot of staff come and go.
You get concerned that as people turned over, they're not familiar with her and don't understand what works, what doesn't work.
On average, a caregiver's wage starts at $9 to $11 an hour. According to the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, average pay statewide is currently $13.25 an hour.
Then they change. I mean, the agency makes sure the place is staffed. They do that. But sometimes you come in and somebody new, you don't know them, and so you're starting over again. That becomes important to know the people that are caring for your child.
A coalition in New York called Be Fair to Direct Care found that nearly 1 in 4 caregivers leave the job within a year. The coalition says it's because of the lack of pay.
McDonald's can raise their prices to raise their salaries. We don't raise our prices. They're set by the government. And we're now in an improving economy. And as more jobs are created in other sectors in New York State, we see our workforce fleeing.
Stephen Kroll is the director of the New York chapter of ARC. ARC is a national group that provides services for people with disabilities. Kroll says care agencies end up spending a lot of money on overtime just to make sure they're staffed. In 2015, these New York agencies paid for over 6 million hours of overtime.
When the supervisors come into work every Monday morning and look at the staffing plan for the week, they're actively worrying about, is this the week where a mistake's going to happen that was preventable?
New York State is raising its minimum wage to $9.70 an hour. Advocates say that's not enough to retain staff for such demanding jobs. Fast food workers are also getting a pay increase to $10.75 an hour.
J is for?
For?
Jigsaw puzzle.
Jigsaw puzzle. That's a puzzle that has a picture cut up into pieces.
Back at Betsy's group house, staff are milling about the kitchen and living room. What will happen to their wages will be determined in the coming months. Be Fair to Direct Care is asking Governor Cuomo for $45 million over the next 6 years to raise caregiver pay to about $17 an hour around New York City and $15 an hour in the rest of the state.
Eyes for
intersection. That's where two or more streets come together.
A representative from the health department said they are aware of the workforce problems, and at the least, they will make sure that groups abide by the new minimum wage requirement. Karen Jakurji, Side Effects Public Media.